In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have on this day this great saint before us, Saint Gertrude. It would be of note for each of us to recognize that there are not many saints that have the name of great. Does anyone perchance know how many women have such a title? I'll give you the answer. It's a single one more than you answered right now, which is to say, St. Gertrude's the only one. St. Gertrude is the only saint with the title the Great who is among the fairer sex. And so that means that there's something particularly excellent about this virgin. I commend to you her life for more study. If we were to read the liturgical eulogy, which I'm sure your pastor has done for you many a time, is a many great thing to say about her. To read her revelations and her conversations that she had with Christ the Lord in such a radical way, she being one of the first to direct souls to devotion to his most sacred heart. St. Gertrude was a mystic's mystic, so full of the relationship with Christ, seeing that her soul was made not for anyone else but for him, and seeking to make her life anew as a reparation. You see, she began her life as a little girl, I believe at the age of 5, living in a Benedictine monastery. Her tutelage was the best of all possible tutelages. And she had the best masters, the best teachers that one could ever ask for. From that early age, she was schooled in the ways of virtues by another great saint, Saint Nectaire. And the two of them grew together in this virtue, each one spurring one another along as this great abbess, be already achieving great union with Christ in love, saw this little girl who desired the very same, endearing her own heart to pursue the heart that our Lord says each of us must attain to if we were to attain to the kingdom of God, which is to say, to be like little children. How did St. Gertrude achieve such virtue in her life? She didn't do so merely by beating herself up, by bewailing her sins, by taking to the discipline, though all these things she did do. She did it all the more by taking the simple path to perfection, which is to say, to be conscious of the conversatio, or the conversation, with Christ at every moment. To realize that her divine master was beckoning her every second of her life. And all she need do to access that is with a sigh, with an intention, a change of her focus from the everyday things which she touched and felt with her hands to turn to God. And that made the action a supernatural action, not merely something of getting things done in this world. Indeed, for the mystic, for the Christian, for the Catholic, for a saint just like St. Gertrude, who we call great, nothing is too mundane than to bring in a divine presence. In the back of the church, you would do well to grab a particular pamphlet which has been placed out there for your perusal. Prayers of St. Gertrude the Great. Herein is not but conversation moments that she had with her divine master Christ. And in here, you'll find not the most sublime of all possible things that she spoke about with her Lord, the lover of her soul, but you'll find one way in which one can pray. Our Lord says it pleases him very much when we, losing sight of who we are and of other people who might be present, to pray in cruciform. For it is the form which won divine favor. She asks him the question what she should do with herself and how she should dedicate herself to him. And so our Lord gave her a prayer which to pray every time the clock strikes. That is to say, as each hour is told by, to not let one pass without turning to God for grace. He gave her a prayer to do, to make her intention pleasing to God for every work that she does. As well, one to do in thanksgiving after that work, such that even her defects might be made well by the divine master, who knows how to right everything we do ineffectually. Not only in those moments that we often think about, but she gives us a prayer of what we should do before we take a bite, realize that the table, as many saints have spoken about, is a time not merely to nourish the body, but indeed a great moment to grow in wholeness. When we turn each one of those bites to nourish our soul in conversation with a meal the blessed guest that we invite to our table no greater than Christ. He even gives her a prayer that she should say and recite within her soul while she is eating, to keep that conversation going between her soul and God's. Another one to say while she is drinking, that she may toast to God's almighty goodness. He gives her a prayer to say after falling into sin, so that one could see the error of their ways and turn back to God for help. And some of us struggle each and every night to get to bed on time, or even to get to bed after we've already been in bed, that is to say, to fall asleep. And so our Lord gave her prayers to dedicate herself to God while she lays down to rest, and even so that she might rest well and effectively, letting divine contemplation move through her soul rather than the randomness or disturbing things which so often haunt the souls of God's servants while they sleep. Every moment, every instant, every second of every day, while you're working through mundane things, even while you're retiring toward an unconsciousness, that indeed can be a moment of growing in grace, if you but dedicate it through a holy intention, that is to say, a holy desire, longing for God. These things are not difficult. They are not hard to contemplate, though they often are hard to accomplish. But all one must do is to become great, is to let one's aspirations of one's soul desiring God in everything. That is simply what it is. The most intelligent among us will often struggle with that, but rather it is when we make ourselves like unto little children that we can attain perfection of realizing that God indeed is closer to me than I am to my very self. Ask our Lord, through the intercession of Saint Gertrude, to allow you to enter into this conversation in a more radical way. And even if the church doesn't recognize you by giving the title great to you, you will land among the stars, as the author of the Book of Wisdom tells us, for so the saints shine out in the darkness. In these dark days, we need bright lights. The Lord is calling you to be a saint, which he is. Generously say yes. The conversation begins now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.